sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is hour number two of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this hump day, Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic to the conversation. Please don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. Send those to me after 12 noon. Greatly appreciate that. Attorney General Dana Nessel, a partisan hack, total Democrat, won't investigate, won't prosecute Democrats, but she will definitely go after Republicans. Well, because of her partisanship and because of their failure to properly vet one of the attorney general's office members, assistant attorney general, this Dana Nessel is costing the state of Michigan taxpayers $58.5 million. A federal jury, federal, not state, federal jury has awarded $58.5 million in damages to a police officer who was falsely accused by this attorney general's office for molesting his four-year-old daughter. Joshua Blanchard, the attorney for the plaintiff, Sean McMaster, a former Detroit police officer, said his client feels the jury has given him real vindication, quote unquote, after his name and reputation had been smeared by a Michigan State police trooper who is now a lieutenant and a now disbarred assistant attorney general to Dana Nessel. The attorney said it's nice to have a jury finally recognize the incredible depth of harm that was caused by the state trooper and the disbarred attorney general. Well, he wasn't technically the attorney general. Dana Nessel is his boss back when he was an assistant attorney general. They, Dana Nessel, the attorney general, the assistant attorney general, and the Michigan State Trooper, which, by the way, they are all overseen by the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Michigan State Police fall under the jurisdiction of the governor. That is who signs their paychecks. That's who appoints the director of the Michigan State Police. Well, they weren't taking responsibility for their actions. But the jury held them accountable, and we greatly appreciate their work. Prior to the jury verdict, which came after 3 weeks of a trial and a day and a half of deliberations, McMaster was offered $800,000 as a settlement. That was turned down. The Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, offered this guy $800,000. He turned it down. The jury awarded him $58.5 million that you and I now have to pay for. Oh, it even gets better, folks. We're going to dive into this tragedy and this costly judgment now that the taxpayers of the state of Michigan are going to have to pay. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about this federal jury awarding $58.5 million because of Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. Assistant Attorney General decided, along with Dana Nessel, to charge a former Detroit police officer in the molesting of his four-year-old daughter. Well, when the facts of the case went through a three-week trial and a day and a half of deliberations, the Detroit police officer, McMaster, was offered $800,000 before the jury came out with their verdict. He turned it down. Well, they came out and said, this guy was wronged, and you need to pay him $58.5 million. McMaster passed three polygraphs. He was a police lieutenant in Florida when he was arrested in May of 2019, along with his stepfather, on false allegations that they sexually assaulted McMaster's daughter at the stepfather's home in Oakland County, Michigan, during a contentious custody battle. Sound familiar? Institute for Family Justice, Jonathan Deke, his organization, talking about custody battles, divorce, family court. Well, this McMaster's wife, mother of the four-year-old daughter, Now, you're telling me a four-year-old daughter has the verbal skills to tell mama what daddy and his grandpa at the time, his father, did to this girl at the stepfather's house. This woman got this four-year-old girl to basically say that she was molested by her dad and his father. He passed three polygraphs, and he was serving as a police lieutenant in the state of Florida when he was arrested. Dana Nessel, the attorney general, later dropped the charges due to prosecutorial misconduct after learning former Assistant Attorney General Brian Paladizzi, I'm saying that totally wrong, don't care, K-O-L-O-D-Z-I-E-J, however the heck you pronounce that name, who handled the case, but who abruptly resigned as Assistant Attorney General under Dana Nessel. Why? Because he was involved in an intimate relationship with a witness in another case in Isabella County. So when he resigned, all of his caseload went back to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. What? She had no idea? She had no idea that one of her assistant attorney general was going after this Detroit police officer, former, now a lieutenant police officer in the state of Florida. She had no idea that this case was going on. She had no knowledge of the facts of the case in any way, shape, or form until the guy abruptly resigned. And his caseload got dumped on her desk. Well, she looked at the case and she dropped the charges. Well, by then it was too late. The guy is a police lieutenant in the state of Florida, and they come in and arrest him. Can you imagine his embarrassment? Can you absolutely imagine the shock and horror that this guy went through when he was being criminally charged for molesting a four-year-old daughter with his dad? Well, he hired an attorney, Joshua Blanchard. McMaster's suit alleged that the former assistant attorney general spearheaded the charges against him to impress his ex-wife's cousin. who this Kaladzai, whatever the heck his name is, had become romantically involved while they worked together at the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. The very same prosecutor's office, Peter Lucido's office in Macomb County, Michigan, Mount Clemens. The very office that refused to charge two elderly people with voter fraud because they voted twice by listening to the election inspector, the very same county prosecutor's office. Trying to impress his ex-wife's cousin, who he had become romantically involved with while they worked together at the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office. Well, also named as a defendant was then State Trooper David Busica, who was accused of changing police reports and of ignoring evidence that showed the accusations against McMaster were false. Joshua Blanchard, his attorney, named this trooper as a defendant as well. Court documents allege that Busica, omitted important details as he sought criminal charges against McMaster, including that the child first said her mother had put a salami inside her and that her accusations were inconsistent, nonsensical, and fantasy. That her mother had put, quote, a salami, quote unquote, inside her. Well, wait a minute. Was it her mother or was it her father? Well, in a blistering opinion, U.S. District Judge Stephen Murphy III said Busica omitted important details, including that the child admitted to a court-appointed reunification therapist that she had lied about the abuse. Well, back then, 4 years old, 2019, 2025, 6 years later, so now she's 10. The young child admitted she had lied about the abuse. According to court documents, the girl said, "Daddy never hurt me." And that hurt meant abused in the context of the girl's statement. She initially indicated she had stopped seeing her father because he hurt me. And then she said, "No, that's a lie. Daddy never did hurt me. Grandpa never hurt me." End quote, according to the story. Murphy, the judge, also held that Busica relied on allegations that he knew had been found unreliable when he sought a search warrant, and that he later failed to disclose direct evidence refuting the allegations that McMaster had photographed his daughter nude. Child pornography was part of their alleged charges against the guy as well. The judge said that Busica failed to disclose evidence to the court that McMaster's ex-wife was recorded as saying she would drop the allegations if her ex-husband would sign away his parental rights, which she described as, "This is basically your get out of jail free card." Well, MERS News Service reached out to the Michigan State Police for comment. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Michigan State Police Department didn't return their call. MERS News Service reached out to retired Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe, who actually testified during the trial. Why? Because the alleged molesting of a four-year-old daughter by her father and her grandfather was allegedly happened in his Oakland County. Well, McCabe testified during the trial. He then told MERS News Service that what the Michigan State Police and this assistant attorney general did to McMaster was the biggest travesty of justice, quote unquote, that he saw in his 44 plus years in law enforcement. And he looked at the jury and said, "I don't say that lightly," quote unquote. The biggest travesty of justice. Folks, this goes directly to the leadership of the Michigan State Police. This governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is refusing to demand this director and the assistant director's resignation. A poll was conducted. I don't remember the numbers exactly, but it was like 1,498 surveys went out to Michigan State troopers. Over 1,200 of them chose to return it in stating point blank, they have no faith in the director and the assistant director of the Michigan State Police. I believe those are the two offices they surveyed them on and came back with they need to be replaced. This is the rank and file. These are the guys and women who are out there patrolling our highways with a gun on her hip, serving us, the people of the state of Michigan, in those blue vehicles, have no faith and confidence in leadership of the Michigan State Police. And this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, refuses to replace them. At the same time, other Michigan State troopers are changing police reports and ignoring evidence showing that the accusations against McMaster were absolutely false. This is amazing to me. I cannot believe that between the Attorney General's incompetence of hiring this assistant attorney general. First of all, let's back the bus up. Do you realize, folks, that our attorney general, the office in the state of Michigan, is the largest law firm in the state of Michigan? Did you know that? I didn't. I researched and found out they have more attorneys and they have the biggest budget of any law firm in the entire state. I'm talking 1-800-CALL-SAM, Figer Law, Ben Johnson, Mike Morris, all of them combined don't have as many attorneys on staff as assistant attorney generals to this attorney general, Dana Nessel, in the state of Michigan. And they just got slapped with a $58.5 million judgment that they have to pay. This is amazing. Second half hour, hour number two, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News.